agenda?
The number one priority for Republicans in the Maryland General Assembly is to advance tax relief this legislative session. We believe that the number one crisis in Maryland is the high cost of living that's being pushed by high taxes and fees from the government. And we're seeing an exodus. People are leaving Maryland to neighboring states and to lower cost of living states. And we just think that that's really immoral. And so we're going to advance legislation this coming session that would reduce everyone in Maryland's income taxes over the next several years by 10% across the board.
10% across the board cut in income tax. So you will be cutting rates, I guess, is what you're proposing?
Yeah, all income rates for Maryland income taxes would be reduced in a phased-in way by 10%. Every state that's done this throughout the country, when the federal government did it under Kennedy and Reagan, when Giuliani did it in New York, and even, you know, Democrat Governor Cuomo recently did it in New York. And every time you reduce government taxes, you see a dramatic increase, an uptick in economic activity that turns into additional revenue for the government. And we think, one, the cost of living is too high, and two, we need this boost to our economy.
I've heard from some Democratic sources that one of the things they'd be willing to do is cut the corporate tax rate, but in exchange, raise the minimum wage. Fair trade?
Absolutely not. You know, the Democrats are playing politics on this issue. All Marylanders need relief, and I believe that the right thing to do is to focus on providing that tax relief for all Marylanders. This whole idea of connecting it to the minimum wage is just pure politics. You know, they're using people's emotions to try to drive an issue forward, but the reality is all Marylanders need tax relief.
What's wrong with raising the minimum wage?
Less than 2% of Marylanders are paid the minimum wage. Most of them are 16 to 22, and they're entry-level jobs. And every time you raise the minimum wage, you end up reducing the job opportunities for people in that bracket.
I've heard on Common Core, I've heard mainly from Delegate McDonough, but I've heard from some other delegates who they will hear from their constituents, they will hear from teachers who are complaining about this, parents that have expressed some concerns. Do you see the legislature, and would you like to see the legislature do any action with respect to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some good in Common Core, and there's also some really bad in Common Core. We want to raise the standards. But I tell you what, I think the right thing to do is to provide local government, local boards of education, the authority to delay or opt out of Common Core. Let's let the locals decide what's best for their jurisdictions.
Another member of your caucus, and this is, I know, is a sensitive issue, but Delegate Dwyer is serving his sentence on weekends. And as I understand it, he'll continue to do that through at least part of the session. Is that appropriate, or should he remain not be in office?
You know, aside from the issues around Delegate Dwyer, I am of the belief that any legislator that's in jail should resign from their position. I just think, you know, you have to be all in when you're in this legislature there, especially when you're on the Republican side of the aisle. We need the best and the brightest fully engaged during the legislative process. And people, they really can't do that if they're distracted by being incarcerated. So, you know, whomever is the person, I believe if you're a legislator and you're behind bars, I think it's your responsibility to step down.
Well, have you asked him to resign?
We've had private discussions, and those are private, and I'd like to leave it that way.
All right, fair enough. What else is on the agenda for the Republican caucus for 2014?
You know, we're focused on tax reform in Maryland. We need tax relief immediately. It's a crisis. We're hearing from tens of thousands of Marylanders who are exiting the state. Over the last 10 years, data from the IRS indicates that we've lost $8 billion of adjusted taxable revenue for Marylanders who are moving to Delaware, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and, of course, the Carolinas and Florida. We need tax reform, tax relief now for Marylanders, and that'll be our focus.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about heading into 2014?
No, thank you.
All right, very good.